Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
Here on the 44th floor. Rebecca, how are you feeling right now?
I feel like Booger in Revenge of the Nerds, part one.
Scariest laugh ever.
Get that mic out of the clip.
Get it out of the clip, bitch.
How are you feeling, Steven?
How you feeling? Great.
Jason's about to do a 1.5 beers right now.
Okay, and how are you feeling?
I feel fucking amazing.
I feel so
shit. I thought I was a contender.
All right, so
I'm feeling.
Let's look
good
at
too,
the scores. Where are we
I'm
at, Steven?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I have
for
four down.
Me.
Jason has four down. Rebecca has four down. You have 4.5 down. Jason's doing right now 1.5 beers.
I cannot believe.
So this is gonna put you. Think it's gonna put you in the lead.
This is gonna put me.
It will definitely put him in the
beers,
lead.
And yes,
one beer up.
Well, I can't believe that you guys looked at the case that we have. Unchilling and saying that it's not enough.
It's not enough.
So I'm so upset that I can't snort this mountain.
Well, it's whatever we have, so yeah. We're not getting any more.
Well, they can drink the freaking little bottles of wine.
Look, there's still
we'll
beer.
Well, we've got enough Pam.
I'm sure the concierge service will have.
Yeah, well, you guys don't have a Pinks around here.
What? No, they don't have Pinks. I'm opening Pinks in Vegas as soon as it's legal.
You got to.
Well, the thing is that. I don't think.
All right, so
win.
Jason's up.
Right here.
Yep,
this is his 1.5 right
How
here.
How can I not win this?
Oh, he
contest.
Got on his knees.
I was on his
me?
Knees.
Bam, he did it.
Dang.
All right, so that's good. I just want to point out how awesome the pregame party pack is,
dude. Night Owl Productions.
I'm trying to get Mike Linton on the phone right now to let him know that
understand.
We are doing it.
Listen, Jay, you do not understand. In high school, me and my Toyota Tercel, we used to have a pink. funnel. I mean, it was way longer than this. Like you said, that's the disco version of a funnel.
Well, but keep in mind, it has to fit in the
party
box.
Pack. But I'm saying I had the fucking, you know, the Panama City Beach version. And the funnel was pink. And it said drunk, drunker, and fucked on the thing. And I carried it everywhere. And I loved it to pieces. And I love funneling more than life itself. And that's why I did four beers. And I thought four beers would be enough. But it's not enough to take on Steven Briggs and Jason. It's just not enough. But you know what?
We're the one more bites of drinking.
So it's okay.
Wait, are we going to call one more bite?
Dude, we need to call
again.
You want to hit him up?
Again?
I wanted to
ask him questions.
Well, right. I got a question. I got a question for one more bite.
Do you feel like chlamydia in his mouth?
I got a question for one more. He didn't like eating those wings. He did not like eating those wings. He doesn't like beer, so why can't he funnel beer?
All right, hold on.
Let's find out. News at 11.
Hold on.
We're calling one more bite.
One more.
Oh, not answering. Let's try him one more time.
One. Do you think if we scream, he can hear us?
No.
One.
Somebody's drunk.
And everybody, do you guys know that the originator is here, Mad Mike? You know, this is the originator, or the original comedy host of the Rockin' Comedy Show, is Mad Mike.
He went on a religious sabbatical.
Why'd you quit, bro? Religious sabbatical.
Creative differences.
What do they say when people get divorced? Irreconcilable differences.
Irreconcilable.
Juan's not answering the phone right now. I got to do a beer and a half.
Text him.
I am. Just don't worry about it.
Does anybody want some Zip Fizz?
Oh, my God.
She's not stopping.
All right, Rebecca.
Pizza?
Oh, my God.
All right, I have to gain control. Rebecca.
Guys,
quiet. Quiet. Oh. All right,
here we go.
It's a Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy Jay with you. I want to thank the guys at Night Owl Party Productions for putting together the awesome party pack known as the Pregame Party Pack. It is going to be the star of the Booze Fest May 25th at Swingers Club. Jason, are you there? I need a team of five.
A team of five?
Yes. Are you there? Me and Rebecca and you and two other people. Are you there? Are you there?
I am in.
Yeah!
Sign-ups. Guys, seriously, sign-ups are at 7 o'clock.
Let's make the party happen.
This one's not even on. No, seriously, May 25th. Sign-ups are at 7 o'clock. The boozing begins at 8 p.m. And you will do all the games on our
Is this on your birthday?
No, that's not on my birthday. That is this coming weekend, May 25th.
No, not this coming. Next coming.
Yeah, 2 weeks from 2 weeks.
Don't confuse me about the weekends.
Dude, are you sipping that thing or what?
There goes Stephen Briggs right there doing another one.
You know what, is that you know five? Is?
I'm going to tell you something. You know what it is? The beer bong hose is too skinny to be able to
It's the beer bong's fault.
It is. You know why?
Oh, wait, you just poured it out.
No, I didn't. It's for the cup that you're going to end up.
Oh, it's not a lot, yeah. It's not.
You're probably going to end up drinking.
But it's probably my fault. Just kidding. Are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording.
Why are you dressed as Santa?
Well, because it's a crazy hat. He's got my bear hat.
Oh, what am I dressed as?
You got your engineer cap on.
Toot, toot. I just wanted you to say, what am I, Jay? What am I?
A train wreck.
Ah! Who bought this hat for me?
My dad.
Why?
Because he loves you.
Why?
Because you're hot.
Ah!
It's pretty hot to me right now.
Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Jay, let him know. Jay, let him know we just took the lead.
I'm not worried about it, dude.
Okay.
Dude. My fucking radio husband will beat all of y'all asleep.
Let me tell you what the score is right now. Stephen Briggs, 5.5 beers. Jason Rowe, 5.5 beers. Rebecca, 4 beers. I don't know your last name.
Ah! We don't want to know.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, I didn't have a last name.
Rebecca Trainwreck. We're just going with that.
Rebecca Trainwreck. That'll work.
You know, that Mike gave me that moniker.
I did.
Jay Bird, you need one more beer to catch up with Jason and I.
I just need one?
Hey, Steven.
One to catch up with.
Just one beer?
Well, no,
just one beer.
Not to catch up
with
together, but just to have the same amount that
we
drink.
Uh-huh.
Steven.
Yeah.
All right. Going as in strife.
When Sunset Tom is coming?
I'm trying to get a hold of her. I don't know where she's at.
She's probably asleep by now.
Text her. No, she knew what time it was.
Okay, I'll text her. I love her.
Anyway, guys, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Mad Mike, how you doing over there?
I'm all right. I'm watching this chaos kind of unfold around here.
We are so glad that you're here.
Stephen Briggs.
Yes.
You're so fun.
Before I take the plunge into beating you.
Bro.
Let's get this out. Okay. Right, you and I had we hung out. We had breakfast the other day. Yeah. How funny was I?
Dude, you're hilarious.
No, seriously. No, you should hear. I gave you
I'm
advice.
Glad to hear you say that because sometimes we're not sure.
I gave you advice on how to pick up the waitress.
You did.
What was
yeah.
Okay, use both
so
hands.
This is what Jay does. He goes
straight back.
No, listen.
He pulls out a $5 bill and he goes, "This is a tip for the waitress."
Listen.
And he goes, "Now, right on that, there's more where that came from."
If you call me,
like, what came, like, make it look like it's come. There's more where it comes from. So
I got it, dude.
Yeah.
That's the worst pickup line I've ever
heard. No, so I wrote that on the $5 bill really big, and then I wrote my number and my name, and he's like, you know that five, once we walked out, he's like, you know that $5 bill is going to get passed around a lot, and a lot of homosexuals call me.
No, let's say it the way I said it. I said that $5 bill is going to get passed
see,
around
like that,
more
huh?
than Rebecca.
But you guys all know that I do. My circle is very small where I get passed around.
But
that's good.
$5 bill.
And we appreciate that, Rebecca.
It's a very high end, very high end, very secular circle.
I've been knocking on that
right, well,
door for years. And
one of the things I said that was very funny to Steven, I actually said it the other night at the all night comedy thing that I did.
You went on stage?
I did.
Lobsters are not for
fucking. I did because I was doing some filling.
Again.
It was good. So I said, you remember Mike Shields, dirty little fucking.
Love that fucker.
But he's dirty as fuck, right? He doesn't look
what
like.
What are you doing over there?
He
Stop
doesn't,
it.
He doesn't look like he takes showers or anything like that, right?
Oh, a little. And he, for a second, he didn't. I feel bad.
So I told Stephen Briggs, I go, you know that, Mike Shields has a lot of jokes about jerking off in the shower, but has he ever turned the shower on?
And?
That was awesome. And I go, Mike Shields is probably the same type of guy that jerks off and then just like pulls his underwear up and has more dead babies in his underwear than an abortion clinic.
Hey, listen, you guys can check my bag right now at any point in time. I'm going to show you. Listen, something's...
It better not be a dead baby. That's what I'm
saying. Some things cannot be explained.
That was great. That was great, Mike. You can check my...
Jay, please.
Check my bag right now. There's no dead babies.
No dead babies. But
dead baby
I wish.
Shaking her around. It's like,
but I wish this show was sponsored. Okay, I don't like energy drinks, but I wish this show was sponsored by Always Clean. They're wipes to go.
Nice.
So you can always wash your puss down, so you always have a clean puss.
Well, you know, we can get them to be a sponsor. All you got to do is email them.
Wait, hey, Jason.
This is a re- real deal.
I'll smell it for you and let you know.
This is the wait.
No,
you've got to smell this. This is the best smelling shit you've ever smelled.
Are you going
to
use it right now?
Oh my god, no. You don't want to.
I will tell you.
It is amazing.
I was at my ex-girlfriend's house and I had to take a shower.
Right? Quiet.
Women have.
You're going to say something? The problem is with that, if you smell another girl's vagina and you know that what that smell smells like, and you know that they needed that, just kind of scared me in the first place.
What are you talking about?
That smells awful.
I don't need that. I just like it.
Sure, it smells good. So then you think
it smells like a portable outhouse.
What are you talking about? That smells delicious.
Okay, quiet. Mike,
sort your story out.
When you were at your girlfriend's
house. I was at my ex-girlfriend's house. I had to take a shower. Women have all kinds of fragranty, women-y things, right?
Yeah.
In the shower. So I was like, okay, well, no big deal. I just need to take a shower here, and then no big deal. So I go in there, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's like 19 million bottles of just stuff. Like, I don't know what to use. So I just grab something, and I wash with it, and I get out, and she's like, what did you use? I was like, I don't know. You got this stuff called Summer's Eve. It smelled all right. Yeah, so that was bad.
Why would it be bad? Well, it's just a soap, but the thing is about it.
It was incredibly sanitary that day.
Well, the thing is about Summer's Eve is it doesn't have, like, soap in it.
See, I wish I would have known that.
No, it's good. You don't want soap in your shit.
That's true.
Have you used Summer's Eve? Rebecca, have you used Summer's Eve before?
Of course. Not a douche, because douching means that you get rid of the pH balance, which you never want to do.
Like
so
secret
I do
deodorant.
No, I would never use a douche, because I don't want to ruin the pH.
Yeah.
Because your body will naturally take care of any funky smells, but if you don't want to take a shower, you need to wipe the smell off. So I will scrub it off.
If you don't, because you don't want to take showers.
Well, I mean, if you got to go from one spot to the next.
Yeah. You say, like, one spot, like, you just hook up with somebody and you're going to another guy, you're just like, oh, just wipe it down.
No, I always take a shower for the next guy, but sometimes you just need a little cleanup.
I hear that. Yeah, like, if you've been...
If you want to take a pee and you need to just clean up. I just like to take a pee, I like to clean up. But I do not believe in douching. Because I don't think you need to wash yourself out with chemicals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fucking, like, I'm not a chemical plant. You don't need to wash me out with chemicals.
Yeah, some people really do need that, though.
Some people do, but I test and test and test again.
That's good.
I'm like the MacGyver of hoes. So I've been told.
So she's been told.
At first, I thought you said the Guyver of hoes.
So yeah. Kind of guy like.
You figure that out, right? You must have been around a lot of girls.
I was around a bunch of girls that was dirty as fuck, and I was like, I'm going to be clean.
All right. So we have Steven at 5.5.
I'm ready to do another. I'm ready to do another.
That's correct.
Jason, you're at 5.5?
5.5,
yes.
Rebecca, you're at 4.
I'm ready to do another.
And I am at 4.5.
I'm ready to do another.
All right, Rebecca, if you're ready.
But listen, I'm going to act like I'm going to throw up afterwards, but you guys have got to talk me down.
Hey, listen.
Because that works.
Rebecca, if you throw up, Jay has a drink and make up for those beers that you puked out.
He doesn't have to make out with me. Oh, I thought you were going to say that. Well, he has to eat my pussy because I lost. Because I swear I didn't take a shower today. Sorry, Jay.
Rebecca just said he has to eat my pussy.
I didn't take a shower today.
She totally did the Chris Rock face.
He took a big bite of pizza when you said that. He's like, oh.
Yeah, he took a huge bite.
Dirty
pussy.
Wait, I'm going to drink another beer.
Okay, cool.
But if I act like I'm going to throw up, you guys got to talk me down because that totally worked.
Don't drink it fast. Just take it down.
Take it down. Take it down. Give me a warning.
Be easy like Sunday morning, okay?
No, wait. No, don't crack them all.
We're doing them all right now.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion was looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover up bruises.
to die.
Comedy show, Stephen Briggs here, inviting you to join Crazy Jay and Rebecca on May 25th as your host for Booze Fest. Now that I have your attention, join the Rockin' Comedy Show and friends of the Pregame Party Pack for Booze Fest at Swingers Club, located inside Plaza Hotel downtown. Signs start at 7 p.m., booze and starts at 8 p.m. Grab some friends to participate in Booze Fest May 25th at the Swingers Club. More info, go to pregamepartypack.com. See you there!
Look at that, honey. Another boxer on a billboard making millions of dollars.
I know. And look here, another lawyer billboard. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars. And of course, another billboard with some nightclub on it. You know the ones with the one-word names like Nitrogen?
And you know people spend thousands of dollars a night in those clubs, too.
Why can't we have a billboard and make all that money?
Why can't our business have that identity?
The truth behind those billboards and any form of marketing is having an identity. That's what we do. We make your identity come to life through billboards, car wraps, and websites, all the way down to magazines, flyers, and business cards. No job is too small or too tough.
Yeah, right. I don't have the money to market my bakery.
Being on a billboard doesn't cost you $1 million, so let us make you the money you should be making.
I feel like the radio is talking to me.
Call 702-589-0965 now or visit our website at identityinc.net.
That's ridiculous. It's just a radio, huh?
No idea or business ever made money without an identity. 702-589-0965. Oh, and we can help you with that bakery, ma'am.
What?
Hey, this is Juan Morbite, and I'm here with
Mark Curry.
We're gonna let Mark Curry try some Zip Fizz.
Yeah, how do you do it?
Just pour it in your bottle, put the lid on it, and shake it all up. So what do you think?
Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz and I fly home.
You can get yours today at zipfizz.com.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
Yeah, having a good time here on the Rockin' Comedy Show up here on the 44th floor. In between, we are doing the drinking, and we're doing the beer funnel. We're just having a good time, and through all this craziness, we do the Crazy 8 countdown. We count down the top 8 songs of the week. We have been doing that so far. Number 4 on our countdown was Pancreas by Weird Al Yankovic. Number 5 was A Piece of Pie by The Frantics. Number 6 was Dog Type Girl by Henry Phillips. Number 7, Man of Constant Sorrow by Vox Audio. That's right, our man Spaz on that one. Remember, his album is out now. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is called Voice Activated. You can pick it up on iTunes. You can also pick it up at their website, and also believe on Spaz's website too, Spazbox, Com. So, Man of Constant Sorrow by Vox Audio coming in at number 7. And number 8 on the countdown was Panty Survey by The Weekend Pilots. We take you down to number 3. Played this one last week. It was brought up in our comments. So many of you liked it, wanted to hear it again. Here's, I still don't know really sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Reliant K is the name of the band. Here they are with My Girlfriend.
Walk through the streets of PA and you may see her. Go up to her and say you're a believer. He's got the crash on the TV, it makes her smile. The guy who's saying he's at the secret of my trial. Because Marilyn Manson. Chance to live for him. The thought of it makes me cringe. Her future looks dim. She'd rather gaze in Satan's eyes than on a steeple. I'm really starting to despise beautiful people. Because Marilyn Manson,
Marilyn Manson,
ain't my girlfriend,
ain't my girlfriend.
Satan sent her in my eyes, and he may do it again. Marilyn Manson,
Marilyn Manson,
ain't my girlfriend,
ain't my girlfriend.
She once believed in the truth,
yeah.
Now she believes in sin. Marilyn Manson,
ain't my girlfriend.
Marilyn Manson,
Marilyn Manson,
ain't my girlfriend.
Whoa.
Marilyn Manson, he's not cool.
Marilyn Manson went to Madeline school.
Marilyn Manson, he's not nice.
Marilyn Manson chose her over the lust.
Marilyn Manson,
Marilyn Manson,
yeah.
Marilyn Manson ain't my girlfriend.
Crazy folks, Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number 2. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So bid your sanity adieu. Now here's number 2.
My computer.
got press.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on the phone line right now, it's Mike Linton, the creator and founder of the Party Pack. How are you, sir? Sorry, what? We are excellent. We are we're in a beer challenge because of you.
Hey, what?
Guys, we're in a beer challenge because of you.
You guys got a beer challenge right now?
Yeah.
So what's the challenge? What are you guys doing?
The challenge is how many beers can we drink in a course of a three-hour podcast.
So what's the score right now?
Well, right now we have Stephen Briggs at six.
And a half.
Six and a half. Jason at
five and a half.
Six and a half, sorry. And then Rebecca is at five.
You're at five and a half.
And I'm at five and a half.
You guys are neck and neck. I think somebody needs to break out the beer bong. That right there is going to
no,
be
we are,
the beer
no, 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 no. We are using. No, we are using the beer bong. I think that's what you're missing. You're misunderstanding.
We're only using the beer.
We're only using.
Can you guys hear me?
We're only using the beer bong.
The Party Owl beer bong.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What?
We lost him. I'm going to try and get him back on the line.
What am I at?
You're at six right now.
I'm dead.
Dude, Rebecca's doing great.
I'm just
leaving the door open.
I'm just leaving the door open. I would throw up here, but I'm not going to right now.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Not barking.
I don't know what happened there. I couldn't hear you at all.
Anyway, no, we're only using the beer funnel.
Oh, you're only using the beer bottle.
Only
okay,
using
so you guys
the beer
are definitely
bottle.
Getting drunk.
Right. So, Beer Fest is happening May 25th over at Swingers. Are you excited?
I'm pumped. I can't wait. I'm definitely happy to be bringing this thing downtown. I think we've got a lot to offer. Coming up, especially over Memorial Day weekend, the thing is going to be insane. There's plenty of space in this place, so I think it's going to be a good flow of the room. I think we're going to have a great time, man. And that coupled with the fact that you guys already do flip cup competitions down there all the time, I'm excited to see what we can bring to the table is different.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feeling pretty good right now myself.
I bet, man.
It's one of those nights where you should have been here in the studio.
Yeah, I wish I would have known. I could have canceled my meeting I had tonight and been over there showing you guys how the beer bongs are done, huh?
Oh, you think you know how to do them?
I'm good at beer bonging, man. I'm not going to say I'm as good as Flip Cup as you and the team are down there from the Swingers Club.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking to the BB Kings right now.
I'm clipping. Get closer.
Listen.
Yeah,
hey, man, you're talking to the BB Kings right now, dude. We're about to do, Jason and I are going to do 15 beers each out of this beer bong.
You're going to do how many?
15. We're already over a quarter of the way there.
Hey, listen, how many beer bongs you got in the room right now?
Listen, you want a good marketing ploy? We have been the BB Kings since back when we were 16 years old, man. We used to kill beers three at a time, okay?
In the beer bong. We still do that. We can do probably four.
Although, I got to say one thing. Your beer bong can't fit three beers, man. It can only fit two. We got to make that happen. We got to make that happen, man.
They're saying that your beer bong is weak, sir.
Say what?
They're saying that your beer bong is weak. It only holds two beers. It should hold three.
Oh. We can do three.
It should
hold three, huh?
It should hold three.
Yeah, that would fit the box.
Too skinny.
What was that?
I said those wouldn't fit the box. I can sell you one that'll hold three.
Oh, there you go.
We make ones at Home Depot that hold four.
We got them all. It's customizable. We'll hook you guys up.
They don't need that in a bar.
Or you could just get a workout in and fill it up twice, and that'd be the equivalent of four.
There you go.
We could do that, but it's more impressive when you do it all at once.
I am so drunk.
I know. Okay.
I'm up 13.
Good job.
Anyway. Anyway, Mike, I mean, your product is amazing. We here at the Rock and Comedy Show, we love it.
Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next Friday. It's going to be freaking awesome. We'll all do some beer bongs together.
Yeah, we're definitely in. Rebecca and I will be helping you host as well as putting a team together.
No, I'm looking forward to that. I appreciate you guys working with me there.
Absolutely. Because the Swingers represents people that love the party.
Yeah, flow.
Cool, man.
So, thank you. I mean, so much for calling in. We have your commercial running on our website. We love the product. We talk about it all the time.
Thanks again, guys, for your support. I'm sure I'll talk to you again real soon.
No, I don't think
yeah. Anyway, buddy, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Give it up for Mike Linton, everybody, the founder of the pre-pack, pre-game party pack. That's awesome. And again, Booze Fest happening May 25th at the Swingers Club inside the Plaza Hotel. And you're going to want to check it out because it's definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, Jason, he's trouble, huh?
And we will be back with more of the Rock and Comedy Show right after this.
This is Angie from the Rock and Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly. Must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try Zip Fizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at zipfizz.com or wherever Zip Fizz is sold.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself, first time for everything. My ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug,
make you wanna holler, hide the hoe. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tackle, tackle, tackle.
Drop into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and juice was really flying. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got it. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, won't my soul just let him roll until the break of day. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free. And I got loaded, oh, I sure got high.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And every week we give you different reasons to listen. Some people have called in and said you guys need to do more drinking games. So we are doing drinking games tonight throughout the show with the pregame party pack. And their Booze Fest is happening May 25th. At the Plaza Hotel inside Swingers. And we are having a good time. Stephen Briggs is here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on?
Stephen, you're amazing.
Thank you.
You are a very funny guy. And we are glad that, that you are here in the studio.
Thank you. You want me to tell the record right now?
Yeah, let's find out. Let's find out what the record is.
It says Stephen Briggs at 7.5 beers. Jason Rowe, 7.5 beers. Rebecca's at 6 beers. And this is Crazy Jay's at 7.5 beers.
Yeah.
8.5
you?
Right now.
All
right.
Jason's about for 8.5 right now. Market it.
Guys, I seriously want to point out that the Night Owl Party guys are amazing.
Do they sponsor this party?
Yes, they did sponsor this party. They did give us the pregame party pack to leave in the studio.
Is it a West Coast party that doesn't stop?
It is. We are on the West Coast. But we are having fun. We got Swingers happening May 25th, which is Booze Fest.
I also wait, leave the door open. Don't throw up.
I also want to point out.
I'll drink another beer. I'll put you under the table.
I also want to. Hey, I'm doing a show here.
Shut up.
All right, so I want to point out that the Underworld Bar and Grill is an awesome place to hang out if you're not hanging out at Swingers.
Steven's wiener is so
You're
going
to want to go to... want to stop? Thank you. It is the Underworld Bar and Grill located at 3550 South Decatur. Tuesday nights, they do one of the greatest comedy shows in town, simply titled... Rebecca is so drunk right now. It's simply titled Kill or Be Killed. And they are also going to be hosting the Crazy J 40th birthday party on July 13th. So make some noise for that. And again, May 25th, we are at Booze Fest at Swingers using the pregame party pack. It's going to be amazing. Again, I think we're... Let's look at these scores again.
Scores.
Jay, you don't want to do those scores, man.
Stephen Briggs, 7.5. Jason at 8.5. Rebecca at 6.
I'm still in the game,
and
bitches.
Myself at 7.5. And still in the game, still feeling pretty good. Still feeling like I can take this on. So let's take a break. We got more happening with the show. And we'll find out how the drinking contest continues right after this.
Gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe it'll lead you alone, but not me. The boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said I'll teenage a scare the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian Stephen Briggs, and when I'm on stage, I'm never weak or with no energy. You know why? Because I drink Zip Fizz all-natural sports energy drink. You add it to a bottle of water, and it gives you the boost you need for 4 to 5 hours with no hard crash. The best part about it, it's all-natural, and it comes in a variety of flavors. Try it today. Go to ZipFizz.com.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Jay? I was just checking out that new album by Dino Mike. What's it called?
Actually, it's Chimera Kana.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good CD. What's one of your favorite songs on it?
You know, that one song.
No fancy restaurants, no shopping sprees at the mall, not necessary.
Well, that's a good one, Juan, but what about this one?
It was only 99 times that I was with your wife.
Yeah, that's why I like that new album. Chimericana.
Wait a minute. What did he say the name of it was?
Chimericana.
I know what would make me sound better.
So pick up your copy of Chimericana. That's it.
Chimericana.
So pick up your copy of Chimera whatever at dinomike.com.
Close enough.
All right, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rebecca has gone home. We are doing the drinking contest.
Okay, I'll get this.
Where are we at?
I'll get this.
Give me
144.
Right now.
Talk into the mic, Steven.
Okay, hey, right now, it's Steven and Jason at 21 beers, and then Rebecca and Crazy J at 18 and a half.
Jay just took two, right?
I just took two while you were on the phone.
He's at 18 and a half. We're at 21 and a half. It's a close call, but you know what?
No, we're at 21. We're not even at 21 and a half.
Whatever. We'll hit 21 and a half in 2 seconds. Come on, let's go. Let's do this.
Wait, there should be half a beer, then. What happened to half a beer?
I think I drank it.
Who gives a fuck about the beer?
All right, so you said that you have Coolio on the line.
I got Coolio on the line. If he's going to answer his phone call, let's see.
I don't know who that is. Hold on. Don't give the number out. Just show me what the number is, and I will dial it to you. Hold on one sec. How do you know Coolio, by the way?
Coolio's my boy. Hey, don't fuck with him too much.
No, I'm not going to fuck with him. I love Coolio. He's fucking badass. All right,
cool.
I see.
He's on Keenan Kel.
Can I still talk through this microphone on the clip, or is it gonna like?
Take it off. There you go. Grab it.
Hold on, you.
I really have to take it
off.
Yeah,
talk it. Yeah.
So it's going through the computer, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going through the microphone.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for me to hold this.
Well, it records the radio show when you hold it.
Fucking hey.
So this is Coolio, the famous rapper.
Don't be saving this number, man.
I'm not going to give his number out. Are you kidding me?
Don't be saving this number.
I'm professional, bro.
Okay, good.
Does he know you're calling?
No. I was going to call him back. He doesn't know I'm calling him.
You said you were going to call him, so he should know. He's a party guy. He should be up right
now. No. He's not a party guy. He doesn't...
What?
He doesn't answer calls. He doesn't know. Trust me.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
So call him and then tell him we're trying to call.
424-785-1252. That's 424-785-1252.
You can cancel that, by the way.
I will cancel it in the editing process.
You really need to cancel that.
I will. Don't worry about it, Jason. What do you think? I'm gonna fuck you?
No, I don't think you're.
Oh, that's
fuck
right.
Me.
You think I don't fucking
me,
like you?
Fucking Coolio as his friend. You'd be like, why the fuck do I got a bunch
don't
of?
Don't fucking worry about what I'm gonna do. All right, I'm not gonna fuck
you'd
you.
Be like Mike Jones in a song. He's like 334-1442. Hello,
call you his real number.
Hello, he has his real number.
I heard it. That is crazy. He got so many calls from that.
Stupid, dumbass.
Well, of course. He did.
He couldn't answer all those calls.
No. That made him more popular. It's a smart move, I think.
It's not all right, but...
I think it was smart because it got more fans.
He just called you. Like, where is he at now?
He's at his house.
Who is supposed to do my stand-up show?
No, we were always, like, hanging out.
Shh.
What?
You want some bread?
No, I don't want any bread. I want fucking pizza.
Damn, James.
Yeah.
I'm not mad, but why is he fucking... I went all out for you guys tonight, so... At least a thank you. A thank you would be nice.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. You're so kind.
You're welcome, Jason. You're amazing.
Such a sweetheart.
There you go.
Now you're... Oh, who's this? Let's find out who this is.
This isn't Coolio, by the way.
Who is it?
Hello, you have reached the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who is this?
Angie.
This is Angie Crumb.
I know it. I love it.
Hello, Angie Crumb. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
You are so sexy right now. What are you doing?
I'm standing on my patio in a lingerie smoking a cigarette.
Now, what are you really doing?
That's exactly what I'm doing, actually.
Stephen Briggs is here. Say hello to Stephen Briggs.
That's Angie Crumb.
Hello, Stephen Briggs.
Hello, Stephen Briggs.
Hello, Angie Crumb, you sexy beast.
Well, thank you.
Angie Crumb, we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are doing a drinking competition, and they think I'm going to lose.
You're doing a what?
A drinking competition.
Oh, can I come up and judge?
Yes!
Come, please.
I need you on my team.
I'm not fucking drinking with you guys.
You're drinking with me, Angie.
Angie,
you've been on the team, but you can come and join and watch and judge.
You're more than welcome to come here and judge and make it fair because Jason hates me and he's going to make it that I lose.
I'm making sure you lose, Jay, but I don't hate you.
All right, well, I'll throw on some clothes. I'm on my way.
All right.
Well, yeah, we'll see you,
we'll see you when you get here in a bit. Hey, can you pick up a 20-pack and we'll pay you when you get here?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Bud Light's fine.
Bud Light, 20-pack?
Yeah.
All right, on my way.
All right.
I'll see you in a little bit. All
right. Who's Andrew?
Andrew, you see, bitch?
My baby.
this road ahead with so much time to kill. So if you don't mind, just leave me the bottle.
Now that is a badass singer, songwriter, musician, Bud Mickle, ladies and gentlemen, and it is an honor to know that guy, and we love having him on the show. That, of course, is Bring Me the Bottle. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. We've been doing a drink contest in the funnel, and we're just gonna wrap things up. It's getting crazy. But before we go, we have one more song in the Crazy 8 Countdown, and I'm going to get that for you. But first, let's recap. What did I just say? Anyway, let's recap real quick the Crazy 8 that you have missed so far. Number 2 was Controlled, Alt, Delete by Hello Lobster. Number 3 was My Girlfriend by Reliant K. Number 4 was Pancreas by Weird Al. Number 5 was A Piece of Pie by The Frantics. Number 6 was Dog Type Girl by Henry Phillips. Number 7, Spaz and his group Fox Audio with The Man of Constant Sorrow. It's so good. I mean, listen to that. This is Spaz. Check it out. Yeah, I love it. Number 7, Man of Constant Sorrow. Number 8 was Panty Survey by the Weekend Pilots. Now it's time for number 1. Let's do it.
Come on, Jay. Let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1, number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
There it is, the intro to the number 1 song of the week. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We've been counting down the top 8 songs throughout the show. Number 1 is definitely an appropriate song for today's show, and it's done by my buddy Dino Mike.
Upon a town known as Despair, the location of the city's in the middle of nowhere. Nothing here to do but drink and screw, so I wandered pretty thirsty into the saloon. I pulled me up a stool with a certain agenda. I need me a drink, I'm going on a bender. Bartender looks at me and says, what'll it be? I say, what you recommend, boss? I'm pretty thirsty. He says, whiskey on the rocks will probably do the trick. I say, yeah, if I only want to wet my lip. A hit of moonshine will be good for you, cuz, except I got a drink, be fine to get me a buzz. You're talking up a
game. But between you and me, you won't know your name after you've had my recipe. It was given by my father and his father before him, but his father's wife used it to try and kill his kin. I asked what he called it and no one missed a beat. The entire bar of people suddenly were on their feet, drinking and dancing and quite a bit blitz. They broke it into song and it went like this. It's called Nuff Liquor, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely staying the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Bartender pulls out the biggest tumbler I'd seen. It was 1 foot wide and 3 foot deep. He pulled up bottle after bottle after bottle again. Even a Capri Sun seen it find its way. And he poured in vodka, rum, and gin, tequila, and amaretto, Everclear, cognac, scotch, with a shot of Jack Daniels. Triple sec for mood, then for color, grenadine, tuna schnapps, Midori, and unleaded gasoline. With some gold sugar, bourbon, and blue curacao, hypnotic, sake, Schomburg, and one I can't pronounce. Kahlua, Southern Comfort, and Bailey's Irish Cream. Michael Yeager, Remy Martin, and nitroglycerine, some absinthe, brandy, Vicodin, and Hems and Nick liqueur. That pink stuff from the doctor's office with a heavy pour, with a squirt of Coca-Cola and a spoon of powdered jello, garnished with a lemon wedge and a little umbrella. He hands me the drink and I take my first sip, and my legs are getting wobbly like I'm standing on a ship. I feel happy and at peace like the first day of spring. Suddenly I lead the chorus and the whole bar starts to sing. It's called No Liquor, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't a way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely stay in the night. If the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Next thing I know, I kissed the softest pair of lips. Had blue eyes, brunette hair, and painted fingertips. Said his name was Carl, and I know it ain't God's way. Asked if he could push my stool in, so I said, what the hey? Time to break the seal, the first piss of the night. Then I see the line ahead and develop quite the fright. Doing the pee-pee dance, kinda wishing I were dead. Aimed for a potted plant, but hit a biker's boot instead. Why'd I have to be the one to party foul tonight? The biker pushed me back and asked, you're looking for a fight? I said, no, sir, it was a big mistake, you see. Thought your leg was a plant when I began. Of course, that ain't what it sounded like when it all came out. I said,
hey, you wanna go, you freaking pansies? You want a piece of this pussy?
Well, he did and decided to punch me in the jowls. I puked on this chick and emptied out my bowels. She helped me to my feet and kissed me open mouth. The biker and me decided just to hug it out. I said, next round's on me, but I forgot my name. So I said, screw it once again, and I began to sing. It's called Nuff Liquor, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't a way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these and definitely stay in the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Oh, it'll be a disaster cause I just nailed my sister and I didn't wear a rubber last night. Yeehaw!
Yeah! Awesome. Give it up for Dino Mike coming in at number one on the Crazy 8 Countdown with Nuff Liquor. I've definitely had enough. I want to thank Stephen Briggs and Jason Rowe for being here today. I want to thank Sunset Thomas for calling in. I want to thank Mike Linton of the Pregame Party Pack for sponsoring the show, giving us the pack, putting Booze Fest together. It's going to be a lot of fun May 25th. You're not going to want to miss it. If you're here, come on out. I also want to give a big shout out to my buddy, my good friend, Mr. Mad Mike, for coming in and filling in for Spaz. It's not easy for Mike to come back and do the show, but he does it because he loves us. So thank you, Mike. Big shout out to you. Rebecca, love you, girl. Spaz, get back safe. And Saturday, May 19th, 1 p.m., Coconuts at Town Square is where you're going to want to be. We are hosting Juan More Bites event, Juan against Best Buddies. Huge event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we are glad and honored to be a part of it. So come on out May 19th. Of course, if you go to our website, rockingcomedyshow.com, you'll get the links to Facebook and Twitter, and of course, you become friends with us on there, you get all of this information. So do it. Do it now. but I'm going to leave you with a song from a movie I forgot just how ridiculously funny this movie was until I watched it again on Netflix last night. And the songs are great. The story is funny. I'm talking about The Mighty Wind. Check this one out.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen,
where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high
with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye.
Well, there's a puppy
in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place. Now folks come by around evening time as soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Pick it.
A puppy
in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket and a Navajo wolf. There's popcorn and a popper and a porker in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place. Now they don't allow no frowns inside, leave them by the door. There's apple brandy by the keg
and sawdust on the floor.
So if you've got hankering, I'll tell you where.
Just look for the busted neon sign that flashes
E-A-O's.
Well, there's a
puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's sausage in the morning and a party every night. There's a nurse on duty if you don't feel right. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace.
There's
always something cooking at old Joe's place.